We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back at it here on The Fan. We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bruce Feldman, Fox Sports college football reporter. Catch him doing play-by-play with Joe Davis, Brady Quinn for Saturday's USC-Stanford matchup coverage beginning 8:30 Eastern time on Fox. Bruce, thanks for taking a couple minutes.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
So you've wrote the book on quarterbacks and the quarterback system. Dwayne Haskins came out, looked like an NFL talent on Saturday. What did you see from the Buckeyes QB?
You know what? I expect him to have a huge season, and I think this was a good first step to it. You know, he's got a terrific arm, and I think just the system that he's been in, learning not just football, but really the work ethic and what it takes and leadership and some of those things behind JT Barrett, I think was ideal for him. And I think what you see with a really experienced, athletic group of receivers and plus two terrific running backs, and this is a great situation for him. I expect him to be in the Heisman race when this is all said and done this year.
Well, you put up five touchdowns and 313 yards. You continue to do that, you're going to be in the conversation. I want to ask you this, Bruce. I mean, Ohio State's super talented. They put up 77 points against Oregon State. They didn't have Urban Meyer this weekend, and they won't have him for a couple more weeks here. Does it matter? Could anybody coach this team because they're so talented? Like, it's pretty amazing. How they played without coach, I guess I should say.
Well, I think they are so talented. Also, I think, you know, Ryan Day has a lot of experience. I think he has a good temperament for this situation. If you look around, you got Greg Schiano, you got Kevin Wilson, you got Larry Johnson, you got Alex Grinch. You got a ton of guys who are at the top level of their jobs, but also so much experience in so many big situations. So, you know, could the average person, you know, just walk in and lead that staff over Oregon State with the talent you have? Probably. Would they have been as crisp and efficient? Probably not. But I think that speaks to kind of just what that program is kind of built right now. And again, it's a phenomenal staff that Urban Meyer has there. And I think we saw that. And I'm, you know, look, I think they're going to roll over Rutgers as well, but I'm curious about that week three game. It's not at TCU, but it's in Texas, and Gary Patterson's an excellent defensive coach. He's going to have some answers. We'll see if his guys can slow down this offense.
Yeah, there was one play in particular within the Oregon State game, Bruce, I want your opinion on, because, you know, Tate Martell, obviously, you know, highly anticipated QB, and they bring him in for two series, and then they all of a sudden in third down let Haskins take back over. It was midway in the second quarter. Are they handling Martell the right way as well? Because it's got to be a delicate balance between the two.
It's true. I mean, I think, you know, look, they're in a situation right now where I think everybody's got to be finessing how you handle your backup quarterback to some degree, because you don't want guys to leave. You obviously had Joe Burrow as a grad transfer go on to LSU. But at the same time, I think it's important to know, okay, who's the starter? There's a clear you want. Dwayne hasn't played that much. I mean, he looked terrific when he had to fill in at Michigan in that game, but I think that's critical, is just making sure that he's the most comfortable in that situation is kind of managed. And I think Ryan Day has a good feel for that. I really do, because there's not a lot of BS about him. I just think he's just a straight shooter, and I think he's a guy who has a presence to him, and I think he can manage that. But, you know, look, Tate can give them a little bit of a different dynamic, and I think and I'm not saying they should completely say, hey, we're going to have 2-point plays and red zone stuff with him and different things, but I mean, he has the talent, and I think that he's a good weapon for them down the road. And certainly, I think just as he keeps maturing, this is only going to work out well for him, too, as long as he stays in there, I think.
We're talking with Bruce Feldman from Fox Sports. Bruce, I want to get to some other college football topics here, including the Michigan Wolverines. And, you know, they fall on Saturday nights in Notre Dame, on the road, tough environment. I get all that. But, man, there was so much hype to Michigan going into the season. And Coach Harbaugh specifically He's getting some heat here, and he should, I think, because he's 500 his last 18 games. Mm-hmm. At what point do we start to question that program, and is Harbaugh the right man for the job?
No, I think it's fair to say, okay, this has not worked out as well as people would have thought it would have by now. Against the two arch rivals, they have been really awful. You know, they have one win against Michigan State, and that's it.
That's it.
They lose to Notre Dame, which I think a lot of people thought they'd win that game. It's not like they're not really good on defense, because they are. It's been on, mostly on his side of the ball. He's the head coach, but as a former offensive, a longtime quarterback, they're really shaky on offense at this point. And I don't know what Michigan would do if, let's say, they go 8-4 and they lose to both Michigan State and Notre and Ohio State again, because it's not like they're young anymore. They're not. I mean, they're good. They've recruited by all accounts very well. It's just being good and not really good or great is the expectation there at this point. So, I mean, I don't think they would fire him if he goes 8-4. I don't think he's on the hot seat. I just don't know what direction. You know, I just think they've lost a lot of momentum, and they need something going on. They need to win some big games now. I mean, do they need to go to the playoff this year for people to go, okay, this is what we expect? No, but they definitely need to beat Michigan State or Ohio State just to get people to kind of, I don't want to say buy back in, but I just think they've lost a lot of momentum, and I'm not sure what they do going forward after this if they just can't break through.
Yeah, another team that lost a lot of momentum, Texas, with Tom Herman. I get confused in trying to figure out where they actually sit in the football hierarchy. We always put him in the top 25 before every season starts, and since Tom Herman's gotten there, he's just disappointed. What do you see with the trajectory of that team? Because he continues to harp on them being a better squad than what we see every Saturday.
Yeah, well, our crew did that game against Maryland this weekend, and there's flashes where they're good. Now, they still have a quarterback who's sophomore, hasn't played that much, and he was pretty inconsistent. He missed some throws, missed some reads, just was not sharp, and they had a bunch of turnovers, which didn't help. I thought their defense would have played better than it did. Todd Orlando's a really well-respected defensive coordinator, and they really struggled against a team that's talented with some firepower. But again, I mean, you're Texas. You can't lose back-to-back to Maryland. I'm sorry. It's not a good look for a program that's trying to build back. And I think people are, much like I think with Notre Dame, certainly like people are with Michigan, when they're kind of flatlining and struggling for a while, people are waiting to jump on the bandwagon because they're looking and go, oh, you recruited really well. But if for whatever reason, they've been sputtering a little bit, and talking to Tom Herman during the game, you know, coming off the field after the second quarter, when they had this really, really bad start, he just said, you know what, our guys work too much in their own heads. They're trying to be too perfect. And his answer to that was to go up tempo and just kind of let them go play and to take that out of their heads. But for whatever reason, it's because that's some of the same issue that Charlie Strong had at the end. I mean, they look like they should be a top 25 team. Do they look like they should be a national title contender? No, but they definitely have a bunch of athletes who could play at a lot of places, and they got to get it sorted out. They definitely got to get it sorted out on offense. I think Tom will be more involved in the play calling as things go forward, but they were a disappointing showing from week one for them, no doubt.
Bruce, I want to ask you this next question as we wrap up, because your expertise on this is phenomenal, because you do this. You're a sideline guy for Fox. You're down there. A hot topic of the weekend, I'm sure you saw Nick Saban, how he responded to Maria Taylor on the post game, which was a fine question by her. Saban, again, kind of gets a little angry with the question, and he apologized to Maria Taylor. Did you think he was out of line?
I mean, I don't know if I would say out of line. I thought that was just a bad look for him.
Yeah, I agree.
To just kind of lose his cool. I'm sorry, you're the head coach. You know, that wasn't the same way you've been asked 1,000 times. And then the way he interpreted it was, I think he said this yesterday in a press conference where he was talking about apologizing, was, you're not going to get me to vilify one of my players. Nobody asked you to vilify him.
Of course not, right?
That didn't happen. The fact that you took it and heard it that way and that's how it came out, I get it. For a lot of people, it's only about winning games. And that is the be-all, end-all. and that's the message he's trying to send and all this other stuff. But after a while, when you start looking at it, where it comes at the expense of like just basic human decency and some dignity, I mean, what are we doing here? You know, like, again, let's not, there's a lot of great things. Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach that that in my mind that college football has seen from what he's been able to do. But there are certain things where you're like, all right, it's not life and death here. And the way he handled it, I just thought was not a good look for Alabama. It certainly wasn't a good look for him. And I give Maria Taylor a lot of credit because just she was very poised in how she handled it. It's an incredibly awkward situation. I'm not saying we're not doing brain surgery here, but I still thought how she handled it was a lot better than how he handled it.
Agreed. Yeah, no, it's odd how she almost came to expect that outcome and the reaction from Nick, where it's not something you're supposed to expect in that situation. Catch Bruce on with Joe Davis, Brady Quinn, Saturday for USC Stanford, coverage beginning 8:30 Eastern time on Fox. Bruce, appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.